The Race for Results report shows that Asian children have achieved 86% of the ideal well-being criteria. White children score 76%, Latinos get 52%, while Black children achieve 43%. Ted Groves is the Kids Count Director for Voices for Virginia's Children.
There were 12 indicators, and some of the markers were normal birth weight, children participating in childcare, preschool and kindergarten, parents between ages of 15 and 29, delaying childbirth so that children have more resources available to them. Young adults that are either participating in school or work, fourth graders that are reading proficiently, and eighth graders that are proficient in math are just a few of the examples. None of Virginia's children are achieving key milestones, but because some children have more barriers than others, there are differences among the racial ethnic groups of children as to how well they're doing in terms of achieving ideal well-being.
Grove says time is of the essence to start correcting these trends.
By 2018, children of color will be the majority. And by 2030, people of color will be the majority of the workforce. So that has huge implications for Virginia's economy. Georgetown recently did a study which indicated that 64% of the jobs by 2018 will require some post-secondary training. Since we want to make sure that we're going to be prosperous, we're going to have to pay more attention to all of Virginia's children.
Groves is hopeful that policymakers will take note of the report and develop strategies and investments that address the needs highlighted in its pages.
It's very uncomfortable in our society to speak to race, but it is increasingly more important to be able to address the challenges and barriers that children of color have in order to make sure that we're going to be prosperous in the future.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.